Hello and welcome to the Over Under Achievers. I'm your host, Sonics McCoy. Join me as always. He's already having a players only meeting. It's Jason Waterfalls. Do you see this? The Bulls, one game in, they're like, top of a players only meeting in this season.
I thought you were referencing like a few weeks ago, the Eagles, I think, had a players only meeting.
Nope.
Bulls Why did one the game? Bulls have a players only meeting?
Maybe they just, you know, it was a weird preseason and they're like, hey, there's some things we didn't get on the same page about. And we do want to take that opportunity to do that now after our first game. That's a really tough look. You know, maybe they're just like, hey, have you guys heard about this James Harden situation? Or maybe it's like, what do you guys think the Republicans are going to do with the Speaker of the House thing? You know, so I don't know the nature of it. But it, anytime people say the POM words, usually that's a flag. But so I'll hold off until I know exactly what it was about. You know,
I don't think anybody's ever abbreviated that as POM before. So,
well, yeah,
congrats on innovating.
Thank you. It's a POM situation, guys. I don't even know who the coach is. Is it Billy Donovan?
Yeah.
Billy Donovan. I mean, if I'm Billy, I'd be like, hey guys, love the ownership of the team and everything like that. You can't do it this early. You just can't do this early. That's ridiculous. Okay. Tell me some things and I can like convey it, but like minimum, we got to get to eight before we do a POM.
He walks in the locker room and they're like, hey coach, we're having a players only meeting. He's like, after what I just saw, you're going to need some coaching.
This is not a players only meeting situation. This is a coaching
situation. We cannot
situation.
Leave this situation to you all.
Have you already watched more NBA than MLB at this point right now?
I have not. I think that's a fair question, and I do love the NBA.
Is it close?
No, because I only watched like three quarters of games over the last couple evenings. And it's been really fun, and Wimby's awesome. I watched a lot of baseball. A lot.
Did you really?
Of baseball. In the playoffs.
Okay, see, I watched the end of the Phillies
Diamondbacks.
And because I had to go to Birmingham for some meetings, so I was killing some time in the hotel room. And it was the eighth inning, and I made it to the end of the game. I was like, that was the longest stretch of time I've ever experienced in my life. I don't think I could ever do that again.
It was so tense, though. I loved it.
Yeah, but I kind of parachuted in, and I was just like, obviously, it's game seven, right? So I knew it was tense. And like, I didn't know why it was tense beyond that, but it felt really tense. Great job on TBS with the crowd shots, just panning really tense Philadelphians. That's really excellent stuff. Good job, people.
I mean, super stable people in a super high tense environment.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's going to work out great, those Philadelphians.
What? I mean, I can't even give you a number to over under because I'm not familiar enough. Over under last year's World Series rating. I'm going to say percentage drop. I'm going to say 19.5% drop on viewership of this World Series.
Yeah, I don't think the Diamondbacks and the Rangers are exactly what MLB was hoping for a ratings bonanza. That said, I'm a huge Rangers fan now that the Braves are out. Now, I only like teams in the playoffs, let's be clear. But because of Grayson, I'm going for the Rangers wholeheartedly.
I almost started this with asking you over under 3.5 players on either team. Can you name?
I can't name. Can't name many.
If you did 0.5 for me, I'd be like, there's a Marte and there's like a, it's like a Connor Conklin or Carol Conklin or something. And I only know that because they interviewed him right at the end of the game when I was getting my PF Chang's delivered to my room and that I never thought about him again. So I don't know. Good luck, World Series. I hope Rangers and Diamondback fans are so happy about this.
So you're not going to be watching this at all, I take it.
I'm trying to think what would get me. I can't feasibly think of a situation where they're like, I mean, like if Double V is like designated all time pitcher for one game, I'd be like, I'm gonna check that out. I'll zoom in.
What
for
if Randy Johnson is like sideline reporter or in the studio show or makes an appearance? Like he's the one that goes and subs the pitchers out for the Diamondbacks.
Okay. I love this. What you've just brought to my attention now is like, what if the Rangers and the Diamondbacks are like, look, what if they meet up and they're like, look, we know this is going to be dog crunch ratings. No one cares about us. There's no like, I don't know, cultural equity with anybody. So what we need to do, we need to agree first game. We need to both agree to bring old pitchers back. Yes. And the Diamondbacks will bring back Randy Johnson and the Rangers will bring back Nolan Ryan. And like whatever happens, happens, but they're going the distance, however ugly it gets.
You know how we have like no ego, the two of us at all, and we're totally humble about everything?
People say that all the time to me. Someone stopped me in the street the other day. They're like, sir, you look so humble. How do you do it? And I said, maybe it's Maybelline, you know, and I kept walking.
And you know how you always talk about, I had to set that up very, very specifically. You know how you always talk about you want to, you know, have an at bat against a little league pitcher?
Yeah, of course I do.
Do you think you could get a hit off of Randy Johnson or Nolan Ryan right now?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I think there's an intimidation factor, and it's been a minute for your boy.
Just okay. Having picked okay. up a it hat, hadn't been a you know? Minute for your boy when we were talking about a 12-year-old and going yabo off them. But when we're talking about Randy Johnson or Nolan Ryan, who are now in their, I don't know, 60s for Nolan Ryan, maybe 50s yeah. for Randy Johnson, something like that. Nolan Ryan, dead or alive. No, I'm just kidding. See,
but they've done it, right? They've done it. And I keep thinking back to when Randy Johnson mean mugged John Kruk at the All-Star game, you know, and just like completely destroyed him. I could do that to a 12-year-old. I could mad dog a 12-year-old because I've been in this situation before. You've never been up against a grown man like me before, you know, like on the way to school today, there was a parking lot I had to cut through to get to drop off because of like an accident. And I was going through a coffee shop parking lot, right? And this little, I got to say 4 to 5 year old girl. Okay. She's walking with her brother across the parking lot and I'm there and I'm respectful and I see her. So I don't like hit the brakes to where it's like, is he going to hit me? I really like really ease on the brakes, gave them lots of room. You know, I'm a very generous driver with like walkways and stuff like that. People say that all the time. Other people have stopped me and said that as well. But she looked at me, she pointed at me and she put the stop sign up. And she stopped and stopped me and wanted to make sure I was stopping. And my son was like, did you see that? Did you see what she just did to you? And I was like, I got nothing but respect for it. Like that's a 4 to 5 year old girl who just like stopped a decent SUV in its tracks. And I just feel like rare is the person who can do that is my point with that story.
And you were like, buddy, this will never happen to me again. I'm hitting the next yeah. person.
I'm going to teach her a lesson next time if we ever meet again in this parking lot.
Nolan Ryan.
Dead or alive?
71.5 over under.
Way over. I feel like he's 88.
He's 76 years old.
Yeah. I remember reading a profile and they said the age and I was like, what? That's insane. He's so
this
old.
This is insane. I know he played a long time ago, but my gosh, 76? How old are we? All right. Anyways, let's move on.
That's what I'm saying. I would not hit a fastball off either of those gentlemen. Jason, what's good? I'm seeing a pretty close beard shave. Is that a sign of distress or just like resetting the facial
distress,
hairs?
Distress, absolutely. It turns out little lady got lice again.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you what's really annoying about head lice. And then I shaved my beard because it's pretty stout. And
was
then,
that preventative or was that like, oh no, we have...
oh no, she got lice. Landed. She had lice. She had.
No, I'm saying for you, did you shave your beard because like you're trying to prevent stuff or...
Yeah. You know? I mean, I was just like... I shaved my head. That wasn't much of a haircut. Buzzed all the curls off little man's head. Yeah. Shaved my beard, and then the lady came over that was, you know, applying the treatment or whatever to inspect my daughter's head, and she was like, "Oh, you didn't need to shave your beard." She just looked. They always just look at me and they go, "You're good." There's no inspection that has to happen. And
well,
then,
can you drop what you shared with our group text, the medical diagnoses of your situation, please?
Yeah, so she broke it down and she said, only daughter had nits, mom clear, son and father bald.
Just a stray. just an absolute stray.
Just
you know?
Why?
You could have just been like, father, but, son cleared. Good
yeah,
to go.
Father, son cleared. Buzzed hair, you know, didn't yeah. inspect.
Was there like a, like, did she do like line, you know, like hit return? And then she said, and also father weirdly shaved his beard for no apparent reason.
That'd have been incredible. No, but it was just kind of a time for a reset. And but you know what she told me about lice is that lice only want the head hair, not the facial hair. Now, there is a different type of lice that we don't need to talk about, but there is a different type of lice. But the head lice don't even dig a beard. They're not even into it.
That's not what they're looking for. It's just
isn't
that
so weird?
Their party.
A beard, my beard connects to my head of going away hair.
Sure, yeah.
But somehow... these freaking idiots, head lice, like know the breaking point and stay above the beard. That's crazy to me.
That's evolution, dog. That's like they just know what they want. And I would just say, I want to pay you a compliment. I think your beard, it's almost like a really beautiful sunset. You know, that it's the sun's about to disappear, But it's kind of cool as it disappears. You know, it's really beautiful.
You mean
really
like right now? What are you talking about?
Like you have, you know, you have your beard and it's like full and robust. And then it, as it goes up, that's the sun disappearing behind the landscape.
Oh, I get it. My entire hair structure.
You were very hostile with me, and I was very upset about paying you.
You said I have a setting sun.
A beautiful setting sun. A beautiful.
A head, face, hair structure.
Have you ever looked at a setting sun and been like, that's gross, disgusting? No, of course. You always say it's beautiful. Look at that. Look at
this
that.
This has to be your best
thing.
Spin zone of all time. Lice is the most obnoxious thing to have happen. And if something's going to happen to her, I'd rather it be lice. This is our like third or fourth time dealing with it, which you know, I don't even want to get into how that's occurring. She did just recently go to Great Wolf Lodge, not blaming them, not a sponsor, probably, probably not yet or in the future, but I'm not blaming them. She's had it multiple times before. They say maybe her hair is too clean. Okay.
Oh, okay. Because so the lice are like really licking those chops.
Yep.
But we got to get in on that.
But you have to freaking wash everything in the entire house because you don't know when it started. And I just got done this fall break last week. I didn't go anywhere. The rest of the fam went places. I just got done cleaning every sheet, every blanket, every pillow in the entire house. And then she comes back and we find this on Sunday night.
No.
And then I have to do it all over again.
That's not cool, man.
So that's how I'm doing.
I think I would have, I'm just trying to work this out. In my head, I think I would have gone for like, the lice are really going for the dirty hair. That's what I think. They'd be like, oh, look at that. Look at that stink. I can't wait to get in on.
No, they want, oil. They want clean homes.
Wow. Okay. So they're just really looking to rehome themselves. It's about habitat. That's right. Yep. You know, man, well, kudos. For you, I guess, in how you're handling this, you know, and not throwing anyone under the bus. We don't know about gray or great wolf. It's not a great wolf. It's maybe a decent.
To be very
wolf.
Clear, the name of the official place is Great Wolf Lodge, but what we're alleging is Gray Wolf Lodge. My wife got a Groupon and probably took them to an off-brand situation called Gray Wolf Lodge.
So is that like an indoor swim park? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, I love them.
We've only been once, and we went when I think Ashley was pregnant with Marlo. No, that's I think she's pregnant with Marlo. So we had the two, you know, we had my son, we had Sita Gray, and then so we're at this swim park in, you know, Sevierville-ish area, and it's kind of off season, so we thought this will be great, won't be super crowded. Ashley is extremely like 10 and a half months pregnant. So it would have been Sita Gray. Sorry. It would have been my second or my first daughter. Anyways, we get there. It's supposed to be off season. So we think this is going to be great. It's like middle of the week too. So we're like, no one's going to be here. We show up, cheerleading convention is there. So it is approximately 12 billion teenage girls, in bathing suits. Ashley is 11 years pregnant and I'm there with my son and I'm like, this is hell. Just so you know. And later on, she got heartburn that night. And I went to the bar to ask for milk because why is that a reasonable request to you to go to the bar and be like, you probably have milk, right? Because of white Russians?
Because of white Russians? I don't know. There's a bar at the indoor water park you went to?
Yes, that's right.
I think there's one at Grey Wolf Lodge as well, now that I think about it. But it's more of like a restaurant.
I mean, smart. If you're not doing it, you should be doing it.
I think you asked the hostess, can I buy a glass of milk? Going to the bar for a glass of milk.
Well, I did
when
that. The hostess said,
when there's
we 4,000
teenage girls around, it seems a little sketchy.
I mean, in retrospect, I have regrets, but I did have a desperate pregnant wife who was like, I have heartburn. You have to solve this issue. I was like, hey, do you have milk? I'm asking because of white Russians, but I need it for my wife because she has heartburn. And they looked at me like I'd asked, if Vladimir Putin was coming tonight. So I had to go back out into Sevierville and find milk. So all that said, I just feel like we could tighten it up and do a little better indoor swim parks, you know?
But the problem was they didn't have milk at the bar. Weird. And you were there at the time of this convention. Yeah. I actually like indoor swim parks. And you know what I'm into? I'm really into situations where I never leave. And when you go to these places that have the
some
the
people
hotel,
call them all-inclusive, but you can call them whatever.
Well, I don't care if
you can call them hostage situations.
Okay, that's not what I meant. I knew you were going to. I was fine when you said all-inclusive, and I was like, okay, he's moved on. But apparently, I'm talking about like resorts. It doesn't have to be an all-inclusive resort. I just, when I go somewhere, for vacation or whatever, I just don't want to leave. The where there's a hotel and the hotel and you walk to the indoor water park.
Yeah.
Like I want more situations like this. Like let's make a dad hotel where it's got like you stay in the hotel and then it's got where you throw in the axes, it's got bar, it's got all the bar games, it's got indoor
There's a Home Depot. I'm not going to buy anything here, but sure, this feels comfortable. I like this.
Home Depot, you buy stuff and you return it the next day. Like you know what I mean? Like you just get all I'm not going to lie to you. Home Depot, hit us up because a Home Depot hotel might be one of
Home
the
Depot
greatest.
Cruise. Home Depot Cruise. There's no reason to do that, but you should.
Home Depot Cruise, but the boat doesn't move.
But in all the excursions, let's have, just learning how to do things.
You're right. Shark Tank. First of all, Home Depot Hotel, number one. Number two.
Love it.
Have we talked about this before? Why is there not just a cruise ship that doesn't move? I'm pretty sure we've talked about this.
Oh, I think we have. Yeah. But I don't need it to move. I don't care. Oh, this is Mallorca? Great. Not interested. Okay. I just want to be left alone.
Dude, should I follow that up by asking you how you are? No.
Okay, to be completely honest with you, this is not a joke, this is not a bit. I don't know if it's called night terrors, but in moments of distress or in periods and seasons of distress, I do tend to have night terrors where I wake up screaming, which is just the best for Ashley. She loves it. So we're dealing with that a little bit, but it's cool. It's fine. You know, it's just a nice little wrinkle in the nighttime routine, mainly for Ashley because I don't remember that. So all that said.
What a time.
We're doing great, everybody. We're doing great. I think, you know, I really wanted to segue with your facial hair stuff, but I'm glad we got to Home Depot Cruise/Hotel. So I think there's something. I think there's really legs with that. But I wanted to segue from your facial hair situation to another really tragic facial hair situation, which is
we're not on the same page.
You think it's an improvement. You think Sam Hartman
looks just as good. When I shave my beard, it's a different emotion and feeling for everybody, okay? It just looks much, much different. When Sam Hartman shaves his beard, it also goes down to a mustache. It also looks different, but both of them are equally good.
Okay. I don't disagree with you there. I think you're talking about a guy whose facial symmetry and bone structure and frankly, hair situation is so good that the ceiling is the floor, you know, in a good way. So I thought you were describing you for a second and I was going to
be right there with you. I love your face. I love everything about your face and your beard and your hair.
When I shave my beard, my daughters say, "Ooh, why did you do that? Please grow it back." So they're all on the same page about that. But Sam, I do think beard is it's the peak. When he's full beard, like that's peak masculinity. He looks great. I think with the mustache, I don't know, man. He looks kind of problematic, you know?
I don't think so. I don't think it's a pedo stash.
It's not because he's so good looking. Pedos aren't that good looking, right? So it saves him. But it does feel like, honestly, it feels like his heat check. Just be like, can I do this and get away with it? And you can, but it doesn't mean you should stay doing that.
But what, I mean, like, what's the move now? To go to like a really Hitler stash?
I definitely don't think he Hitler stashes. I definitely don't.
Okay, but that's a heat check. When Michael Jordan had Hitler stash on that Hanes commercial when he was on the plane, and that guy was like lunging down the aisleway.
Uh-huh.
Oh man, what is it? He just like grunts. He goes, "Hey, Michael," or something like that. I can't remember. Me and my buddy used to talk about it all the time. That's a heat check. It was like six months later.
That's my point. Was it weird that Michael Jordan had a Hitler stash? Did you see the Michigan State? They put Hitler on the board last weekend. It was like a trivia question. It was like, this guy really messed up Europe almost 100 years ago. And it was like, so
what? Are you for real? Yeah. Or was this like during a Michigan field goal when they were beating them by 400 points?
No, it was like a pregame. You know, like, you know, you go to the movies and it's like, what's Cameron Diaz do in every movie? And they were like, it's just like history trivia. And it's like, guys, maybe just like pay attention to world politics right now. Is this the guy we want to be bringing into the situation right now? I don't know. I mean, as a podcast that just talked about Hitler stash, I would just say probably.
Yeah, but we're doing it like that's the ultimate heat check. That's terrible.
Yes.
You're making a choice. They're like So it's tongue in cheek with us. Like, I get what you're saying, but they're saying it like, hey, sorry, it's just part of trivia. It is part of history. Like, yeah, but it doesn't have to be the vibe right now.
It really doesn't, Michigan State. And to that point, Michigan State, maybe, what if I told you that we will be your PR liaisons and your publicists, maybe for the rest of the year, we just keep a low profile. What if we just don't do anything for the rest of the year, given the year we've already had?
Hey, Michigan State, here's what we do. We don't say Urban Meyer.
Mm-hmm.
We don't say Hitler. Those are like, go for North Korea over those two or something. But
see, now that you've said this, I kind of do think they should play like a Taylor Swift shell game of like the AD does a press conference and he keeps talking about, I don't know, like urban renewal, like just keeps talking about, like keeps dropping that word and people are like, what is it, code? Like, so really get people off the scent of the Hitler thing. That would probably, I don't know. I'm just brainstorming.
A lot of geopolitics all of a sudden. Like, he's basically just reads off whatever the White House press secretary most recently said.
Yeah. That feels like a failsafe. I just, it just makes me a little sad for Sam. It does. When I see like a really hot guy do a mustache, I'm always impressed.
Like Brad.
And I always, I'm always just impressed. Cause I'm like, man, like, look at that. Look at like threading the needle. And I always, my immediate thought, not because of any reason that I think I could, but sometimes I'm like, I want to try a mustache. I should try mustache, and I know I can't. I don't have the face for that. I don't have the mustache territory for that, you know? So it's an automatic no for me.
Every once in a while, I'll do it for a couple of days, and Mrs. Waterfalls is absolutely not a fan, but my daughter is trying to convince her to let me do it. So
you go Fu Manchu, or you just go straight Sam Hartman mustache?
On the last day of my job 2 years ago, I went Sam Hartman regular mustache. Uh-huh. It was not the look. Okay.
No.
And I'm talking about just going to the edge of your mouth on the Magnum sides.
PI. Yeah.
But semi Fu Manchu, I think, is where it's at for you and I. Not all the way down to the jawline, right?
Uh-huh.
That I don't really have, but just a little bit halfway between the end of the mouth and the jawline. This is a visual medium, I know, for audio. So this is wonderful. And it's right there. Fu Manchu that up. We're going to look awesome, man.
I don't hate that. That might need to be a part of our bet conversations going forward.
Yes. You
know? And I can just be like, I'm doing it for the show, doing it for the podcast. Sorry, girls. Sorry.
I get to blame you. I love it.
Welcome to Codependence, the weekly podcast that gives you direct access to me, Maya Allen, and my sis, Sierra Miller. Every week, we give you insider access into our sisterhood and lives. Part self-help and part comedic relief, Codependence is all about letting your guard down. Expect a lot of laughs and maybe some tears as we navigate this crazy world together. Join us every Wednesday for this funny, tea-spilling, shade-throwing podcast.
Can we talk about, I just want to ask you a question. We don't have to spend a lot of time on this. Did we curse Brock Purdy? Did the world curse Brock Purdy is the question.
What if it's not our fault? What if it's all of our fault?
We were all cresting on the same wave of Brock Purdy. And then they got beat by the Browns, and now he had a concussion. Then he played terrible. Now he has a concussion, maybe kind of. And it just feels like it's not training well for Brock right now.
I'm still in. Okay. You're a stock guy, right? You're huge into stocks. Everybody, people stop you on the street and say that all the time. Like, give us some stock tips, Knox, please.
Mm-hmm.
I'm buying more.
Oh, I like it.
He won so many games and he played so well for so long. The inevitable occurred. He played bad and got his concussion. Boom. He's so efficient at quarterback that he's like, if I'm going to have a bad game, I'm also going to deal with this concussion that probably every player in the entire league deals with every season. So he's like,
sure,
let's just go ahead and knock these things out at the same time.
Yeah, midseason, and then we'll be peaking by the postseason. Lose to the Vikings, that's kind of rough. Losing to the Browns, that's kind of rough. I think I'm just a little concerned, but I do think, like, of all the details of the Brock Purdy story, I know the best one. Do you have a favorite that they often return to when they're talking about Brock Purdy?
No, I don't.
Is it like his vibe?
Mr. Irrelevant? Oh.
Yeah, like his height, anything like that.
Decision-making so quickly, right? He
processes
them.
Information at elite level. I just go back to his parents own a hot tub shop.
In Arizona.
And they keep it rolling, and they close it on Sundays because they're watching their son, who is the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. I love that.
And it's in Arizona. And I do mean undertones of weird things happening in Arizona.
It's true. You're not wrong. You are not wrong. Last weird thing we'll talk about. Well, okay. So if we're staying in theme with the show, Sam Hartman's facial hair going to mustache, is that overachieving or underachieving?
Overachieving. I think if he would have started with the mustache and gone to a full beard, people would have understood that he was hot with a mustache. But because we liked him with his bushy hair and his bushy beard, right? I'm glad he didn't go like fade and tight beard, right? He kept the flowing locks. I love that. Yeah. Carp, my buddy Carp's got these awesome locks now that are gray. It's so good looking. And Sam has got that same thing going on. The flow works with him. And then he had the bushy beard. And I think he was just thinking, this is way too much hair overall.
It's a lot of hair. Yeah.
But if he would have started with the mustache and then gone to the beard, I think people would have liked both. I think it was just a shock. We were all just so falling in love. He's only had a couple of losses this season, which is a phenomenal year. Everybody's saying that.
And they were Notre Dame losses, so not even real losses. Thank you. Louisville, yeah.
Louisville might be good.
Yeah. That's the best that's the best loss in college football history. Kirk Herbstreit said that with Lee Corso, I think. I heard that. So you said Carp has great locks now?
Like, yeah, he grew his hair out. Yeah, he's never had hair this long in his entire life.
I was hoping you were going to say, like, he just full toupee. And he was just like, I'm doing it, I'm embracing it, and you love me now. And okay. I respect that choice.
He talks a lot of crap to us. Let's start that rumor. It's not real.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear about Carp? I heard toupee sponsorship, like experimental. Looks great, though. It looks really good.
He's using Hims, but not the spray. They ship him hair. And every couple of weeks, they ship him hair that's like half inch longer.
I'm trying to come up with something close to Hims. That's
it's theirs instead of him. Because it's somebody else's hair and Carp's wearing it. So stupid. We're fine. Everything's fine.
Oh, I love that. Oh, honey, did my theirs come today?
there's so many. Really there's good. So many jokes there. Okay,
that's
all right.
Really good stuff.
So overachieving.
Okay. Overachieving. I'm gonna say overachieving because it's a reminder he's so hot. Brock Purdy. He's underachieving, but you're saying it's actually in service to an eventual overachieving.
And we're gonna I'm saying it is overachieving because once he threw one interception or was gonna lose one game, he's like, he's so efficient. I'm gonna pack two losses and a concussion into a short time period so we can get to the playoffs and win the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, he's like, it's sloppy to spin this like across the season. I'm gonna do it all right now. Okay, yep. I like that.
Overachieving.
We talked a little bit about it in the Starts to Cut, but Michigan and the Connor Stallions, which is a real name of the person who's at
allegedly.
The center of, oh man, like look, evidently he's like a hyper elite. I don't know if he was Navy
SEALs or yeah, Green Beret,
I don't know. But evidently he's really good at decoding stuff and signals. This is the thing, and I always thought this with the Patriots when they were going through Spygate. I kind of just feel like everyone's always trying to steal everyone's signals. That's why we have three guys in different like color Power Ranger suits doing signals. And that's why we cover up our mouths. And that's why like there's curtains. So if we know that's happening, why is this especially weird? I guess is my question, but I don't know. It's not that
because he went to games that his team's not playing in. You steal signs. I mean, you listen,
I don't care.
I just want to know, does Jim Harbaugh know or not? That being said, you're going to probably lose your Bill Belichick situation, I'm probably going to lose my Jim Harbaugh situation. You thought Bill is not going to be there next year. I thought both coaches were going to be there next year.
We're probably
going to go one down. On one.
I'm ready to double down. I'll go double or nothing.
Oh, I'm switching on Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, no, I'm doubling down on Bill Belichick won't be there.
Won't be there?
Won't be there. Will so not
the,
be there.
All the contract is just smoke and mirrors?
Evidently, that was a one-year deal. Which they do at the end of every season.
Well, this was like a couple months before the season. He was definitely coaching this year. So that would be from for next season.
My sources tell me that was a detail leaked weirdly to Ian Rappaport right before their game that had a specific reason for that coming out. That wasn't a nugget he unearthed.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll wait to play that out. But I am switching my stance on Jim Harbaugh. It is not looking
Jim's
going to be
you?
There next year.
No way. He's going to be in the NFL. He's going to be in San Diego.
He's going to win a natty this year or play in it, Hedge. and then he's going to be gone to not deal with apparently a lot of situations that may be going on there at Michigan.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. I'm going to say Michigan's underachieving.
I'm going to say Connor Stallions is underachieving, because if you're so good at stealing signs, you don't need to Venmo with the letters GA. Like, that's the worst part of all of this, is that Venmo, yeah, and it wasn't done privately, was used to go to a Georgia game. If you're so good and you want to be overachieving, you've got to be doing it live on the sidelines and then interpreting it and then relaying it instantly, not going to games or having other people go to games. That ain't what it is.
This is why I feel really confident. I don't think I'll be in legal trouble. I've never tried to cover things up, and I wouldn't be good at it. So I do feel like I could see the defense attorney be like, he didn't even try. Look at this. Like, hypothetically, if I lived in a state where I couldn't gamble and I was Venmoing somebody to gamble for me, and I don't remember the emoji I would use.
What are we doing right now?
What are we talking about? I don't know. I'm just saying, hypothetically, if there's a situation.
Your friend. Now you're just trying to take me down with you.
Was it you? I didn't remember if it was you or not. I'm just saying.
Who else would you be Venmoing?
I do think people, this is, if you're listening and you're a lawyer, let me know if I'm right, but I know I'm right. I think for prosecuting attorneys, if they're like, this guy's kind of fun, he's obviously not trying to hide this. He's kind of like, hey, you got me. Let's don't prosecute. I feel like that's kind of how that works. You know, it's a little give and get.
So you're saying Connor Stallions, if he would have used cash in a McDonald's bag, sketchy.
Yeah.
Using Venmo out in the open, your fault if you didn't catch me.
Yeah, I think if he had, like Hamburglar emoji or GIF, and like binoculars and like money, like all that in his Venmo like tag, I'd be like, he knows, you know, he's not trying to hide anything. Let's let him go. Let's just like give him a lecture and it'll be fine. I don't know. I just feel like they'll be chill about that, you know?
Oh, I'm
also, what's the jurors like? Can the NCAA like send him to Guantanamo? Like, they have access to all of his digital stuff. Like, I don't understand. Like, so he's got to turn over his laptop. What if he just said, no, I'm not going to do it? What are you going to do? You can send your police. Oh, you don't have any. I watched the Clemson Disney Plus documentary thing. What was the documentary? It was like a fictional, like historical fiction. Probably not the right term, but it was basically like, they can't enforce it if you don't let them. Remember the coach in Arizona or Will Wade in LSU? And he was like, what are you going to do? You going to kill me? You come get me. Like, come get me off the sideline. Like, they can't enforce it. Just like, be like, I can't hear you. I didn't get your text or your voicemail about being suspended. This is Jim Harbaugh.
I want to be very clear with what I say next. I think you're innocent, even though you try to drag me down with you. I think you're innocent, and I don't think you've ever done a crime. That being said,
thank you.
If you ever get caught for a crime, I want to watch so bad. Because all the things that you're saying right now, you're going to attempt to use, and then it's just going to be one after another of just digging your own grave, and it's going to be absolutely incredible.
I'm going to flood the zone with stupid logic, and they're just like, let's just plead this guy out and get rid of him. Oh my gosh, this is exhausting. I'm trying to go to lunch. What's this guy talking about? He talked about a Clemson documentary on Disney Plus. They don't even do documentaries about Clemson. Ridiculous.
Historical fiction.
I have an idea I wanted to pitch you. And it was, you know, as we go through the year, we're always evaluating, like, where did we land? We did our re-predictions. But I was trying to think of quarterbacks, and I was trying to think of the best way to think about quarterbacks, not just like their play, but the situations they're in, right? Because I think that's a lot of times, you know, we'll heap the wins and the losses just on the quarterback, and we'll forget the context of like, who's the coach? What's the skill position situation? What's the defense like? So I don't feel like it appropriately honors them. So what I wanted to do was change the tiers, change the conversation a little bit, you know, and make it a more fair situation. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to present to you, what if we classified NFL quarterbacks in terms of like residences? Okay. So for example, like let's start from the top and we'll go top down. A mansion with a bat cave. Okay. That's the first tier.
The Home Depot Hotel penthouse.
Love that too. Love that too. Something like that. Who lives there? That's only Patrick Mahomes, right? That's just Patrick Mahomes right now. It's a mansion. It has a bat cave. It's obscene wealth. You don't even know. You can't even get on that level. It's Patrick Mahomes. Just straight up mansion. I've got Joe Burrow. Just Joe Burrow right now.
The number two quarterback residency wise in the league is Joe Burrow, and that's unbiased.
I mean, tell me how I'm wrong. Tell me how I'm wrong. If and they can't have just lost to the Patriots.
I was going to say Patriots, Jalen Hurts.
And Jets. Do you feel good about that? Credit to me. Credit to me. Overachieving me right now. Didn't bring up the Bills in the first part of this episode.
But you did bring up the Bills, and I did not, for the record.
You were leading to it. You were leading to it. I
was going to say Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I don't think he can, like, he's not throwing. He's not playing at he seems like, I've got Manchin, Joe Burrow. I've got McManchin, Trevor Lawrence. I'm kidding. I don't. McManchin, I have Josh Allen and Lamar, right? It's like the McManchin, it looks like a mansion. It's not yet, but I feel like those are two guys who could very easily go to the mansion level, right?
I think I like this so far. I'm, without attacking you, I'm processing if Joe Burrow is really in the second level of residency by himself. This is not a shot at Joe Burrow. I'm just not certain.
Can I give you my rationale?
He's there young yet guy, by himself.
Young guy. He's carrying the Bengals. He has been to a Super Bowl where they had a chance to win if the defense can hold. So to me, that's like, and like Lamar has won an MVP. That's McManchin, full stop. Josh Allen, he hasn't done any of those things. Not trying to rub it in, but he's like been a hair away from both, right? So I think they're both in that same level.
Okay, but then I think that Jalen Hurts has got to be there with Joe Burrow.
Let me get you there. Next.
I like it so far. It's just Joe Burrow by himself. I feel like there are, I really like Lamar and Josh in that third level together. I'm not even going to argue that one. Just Joe by himself in the second tier feels interesting to me. I feel like there's meat on the bone somewhere, and the only place I can land right now is Jalen Hurts. So I'm listening.
I'm thinking, because at that level, I'm thinking of a guy who, like, if you're allowed to start with this person, you have no concerns about the quarterback play. You're not like, well, he can't run, he can't throw short, can't throw accurate. It's not a leader, too old.
Overall,
too weird.
he could skill up a little bit, but it's not like there is clearly an absolute problem.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. So next tier, this is can pee off your porch and no one will know house. Okay.
Hold on.
And that means you got a lot of land, right?
You got enough.
First of all, you got a porch.
No. You don't have to have a lot of land. You got enough land because this is, I want to live here. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
This is the amount that I want.
This is a great house.
Great property. This is how you describe this situation. This is an elite.
Well,
non-one percenter.
Yeah.
Property.
You're not going to love describing it like that when I tell you that Trevor Lawrence is in this tier.
That's okay. He's not bad. He's just not never going to be an MVP.
Sure. Justin Herbert is in this tier.
Yep.
Tua
yep.
is in this tier. Maybe. Jalen Hurts is in this tier.
No, Jalen's better than them, and he went to a Super Bowl. This is my problem. I like the rest of that group.
I'll put Jalen in the McManchin. I'll put him in the McManchin.
Okay, goes up one.
I'll take that note. Yeah, I'll take that note. By my own logic, I was right, even though Jalen did cost me like $500 because he can't hold a football, and he had to like throw it to the Chiefs.
Okay, but like Lamar, he has a problem. He can't throw the football well all the time. Where Josh and Jalen never gets...
Dan Campbell would beg to differ with you right now, honestly. that might have been a weirdest score of the season. Where it's like, what just happened here? What's going on? But I hear what you're saying. So I'm gonna move Jalen up. So Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence. I don't know about Tua here.
Yeah.
I was a little sketchy. So I'll kind of read you these tiers, and you can like mix and match, you know, accordingly. Next one, farmhouse with lots of shiplap and a huge fire pit. Or if you want to go more urban, you can go apartment with a view and a doorman. Okay.
Okay. There is somebody that had better be.
Oh, dog. It's almost called the Kirk Cousins house. Okay.
No. Jared Goff.
Jared Goff is here. Jared Goff, okay. CJ Stroud, Kirk Cousins in this tier.
CJ. Okay. I like that. That's really high for CJ. That's high praise. Yeah.
That's high praise. This is good. Now you can level down. But I feel like that's where he's at right now, you know? Okay, next tier, spec house. Okay? Yeah, it looks like a house.
Semi-custom, we call it in the biz.
It's
where you get to pick your finishings, but it's not actually custom.
Yeah, but it's
can't
like
move any
five
walls.
Finishings.
Yeah. And there's a list of finishings, and you can't move any walls at all. I'm not bitter at all.
Everything's fine. You can pick your cabinets, or the knobs on your cabinets, but you can pick from these three.
That's okay? correct.
And you have 30 minutes to do that. So go ahead and send me that really quick. This is, honestly, the whole part that jumped off to me about this, that made me want to put this together was we were texting this weekend, during the Tennessee game, and I was trying to understand Joe Milton. And I was like, cause I think in our text, we were like, he's good enough to make you have hope, but not good enough to ever fulfill that hope. Right. And
well,
to me,
huge.
Like Joe Milton
he's
is
strong.
In a spec house.
He's fast. He's yep. got a cannon of an arm.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's accurate, which is the hope, but most of the times it's actually not.
Okay, no, let me do this.
No variable speed.
Is Joe Milton the Grey Wolf Lodge of quarterbacks?
Thank you. Thank you.
Where you go in and you're like, this is going to be great. This is going to be amazing. What are all these cheerleaders doing here? Why can't I get a glass of milk? Is this lice? What is happening right now? This is falling apart. Okay, so Spec House, this is Mac Jones. This is Baker Mayfield. This is Geno Smith. This is Josh Dobbs. This is Dak Prescott.
Okay. I like all of those except for Mac Jones. Mac Jones has not
less.
Done...
Okay. Huh? Less. He needs to go lower.
He needs to go lower. Yeah. I mean, okay. you talk about those other people. Baker's done some things. Dak has done some things. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's true. Mac, it was almost like he looks like a quarterback. He acts like a quarterback. But then when you get in there and live in there for like 6 months, you're like, oh my gosh, this was a mess. I don't want to do this. I don't want to be here. Okay, so we'll keep going. A house that's extremely off-trend.
I'm sorry. I've got to go back. I think that's the right place for Geno. It's crazy.
Yeah.
What a resurgence.
Right. I think you're right. Extremely off-trend house. So this is like a super Nordic house or like hyper-Tuscan in the deep south. And you're like, I guess, but like, I don't understand. And like, I'm thinking of... Someone, this is a quarterback who was once in line with like how the game was played, or their skill set has diminished to the point where they're not that person anymore, but we feel like they are. So this is Russell Wilson.
Oh yeah.
This is Derek Carr.
He might be even lower. Yep. Those two are
this
in the same bucket now.
This is Ryan Tannehill, unfortunately.
No, I'm just kidding.
He can run and throw.
Definitely. I was just kidding. I like that a lot. I think Deshaun's in this.
I've got a space for him. Okay. I've got a space for him. house. This is the house on a flood lot. And this is injury or personality issues. So I got Jimmy G, I got Matthew Stafford, and I got Anthony Richardson.
Okay. I don't know that Anthony Richardson.
He's got like three injuries in six games.
Okay.
He's on a flood lot. Okay.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. I'm not just giving up because I don't want to fight it. I don't have any other arguments. I actually kind of like him as a person and on the field. You gotta stay healthy. And
yeah,
it's only year one, so we'll see. But
somebody needs to get in his face and be like, hey, Anthony, you know what the best ability is? Availability. Okay. Write that down.
Showed him.
Next one, the Amityville Horror House. Okay.
Spell are you saying horror? Horror?
You know, choose your own adventure with that one. Choose your own adventure.
Then
it's H-O-R-R-O-R.
Okay.
Amityville.
Then this is not where Deshaun is. Got it.
This is Deshaun. This is Deshaun Watson.
Then it might be a different spelling.
Got a lot of baggage. And you're like, I just don't want to go to that house. I just don't want to be involved with that house.
Zach Wilson, you know? Also in this house, I bet.
Nope. It's only Deshaun Watson. I've got one for Zach, though. A tiny house. No. Tiny house. This is literally a small house or just a gimmicky house. Taysom Hill, Bryce Young, you know, it's just like, this isn't going to work long term. This is cool for a season, but this isn't like my long term plan.
Taysom Hill, random shot, you know?
I know. Sorry, man. Sorry. I feel like Taysom Hill looks like if Christian McCaffrey got like the Mario mushroom and grew a little bit, he turns into Taysom Hill.
Okay. And then Nick Bosa, who keeps getting hotter and hotter, and I just saw that he's in.
He's like you
Kardashian
see that Skims post?
Skims.
Dang, bro.
Okay, he's Mario and Wario is Joey Bosa.
Whoa, that's really good. That's really good. Oh my gosh. Good Bones House. You know they don't really have a lot going for them, but there's some good bones here. Allegedly, this is Desmond Ridder and Kenny Pickett,
and Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod.
Yeah, I'll go Tyrod just because he almost died from a teen doctor, but he still made it. So it feels like, you know, a tree fell on the roof, but we repaired it, and I feel like we can do some good stuff with it.
Tiny house. Do you go Brian Hoyer?
I don't factor him in. He did not qualify for this discussion.
Well, Taysom Hill's in here, but Brian Hoyer's about to start for the Vegas Raiders and doesn't get any activity.
I don't think he's actually going to start. I think he's going to play like one. I think out of respect, he's going to get the first series and then he's going to like retire.
And then Aiden O'Connell comes in and yeah. Josh just didn't want Aiden to get the start.
Listen, next week I want to do most fireable coaches snake draft with you. Please. And then just like spoiler alert, Josh McDaniels is going to be a high pick. He's going to be a lottery pick.
Spoiler alert, he's number one.
He's the Wemby of that draft. Okay, last two. Parents' Basement. Living in Your Parents' Basement. That's Daniel Jones, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's just, yeah. And it's not popping off right now, but I've got some things lined up, and it's going to be good.
One more. Jordan Love?
Well, I forgot about Jordan Love. I completely forgot about Jordan Love.
That's a Parents' Basement situation right there.
Okay, last category. Tell me which one. Last category is their car. Just living in your car. You know, and that's Zach Wilson and Justin Fields. So where does Jordan Love go?
I think I'm going to put Jordan Love in the parents' basement.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Because he's better than Justin Fields.
He's like, Mom, Dad, I'm working on this big business opportunity. I'm going to open this restaurant. It's going to be like a pop-up indoor swim park that serves milk exclusively. It's going to be great. So just like, let me live here for a minute.
A pop-up swim park? What is a pop-up swim park?
It's gonna be so good. So just let me like save some money, live in your basement, and then like I'll buy you guys like a car because it's gonna be so successful. Cut two, it didn't work, Mom and Dad.
I really like this residency situation. I do gotta say that the most underrated person based on their current living situation might be Zach Wilson. As crazy as that sounds, because
he might be able to get up to the parents' basement. You're saying
he might go to Tiny House this season.
Okay. He might go to Good Bones. Is that what I'm hearing? He might go to Good Bones?
He might have
shit left. Is that Wilson got bones? He's got that dog in him. But does he have good bones? We don't know.
Not continuing that. I think he can go up a couple of levels. He's starting to show me a little bit something. When I'm breaking down the tape, I'm absolutely not doing that. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's as bad as he was at the beginning of the season.
I agree with you.
Aaron Rodgers has had... Aaron, don't call me Mr. Pfizer Rodgers, has had an impact on Zach on the field.
I like it. I think you're right. So maybe we can put this into a graphic and we can post on social.
We're definitely gonna spend the time doing that this week, you know.
I guarantee you I will do that at some point in my life. Promise.
Yes, at some point in your life. Yes, I agree.
All right, Jason, now it's time to advise the people on how to get a payday this weekend, brought to you by King's Hawaiian Pretzel Bread. While our picks for your next payday are just guesses, the only real guarantee in life is King's Hawaiian Pretzel Bread. It won't make your family love you or your boss respect you, but it will be delicious, guaranteed.
There will come a payday, hallelujah, what a payday. There will come a payday someday, someday. There will come a payday, hallelujah, what a payday. There will come a payday someday.
Jason, what are your picks for paydays this weekend?
All right. This weekend, I'm taking Notre Dame minus the point.
I'm worried that's going to be a dogfight. That's going to be a slog of a game.
I think they're going to win by 21. It's currently at 20.5 is what I'm getting it at. I think they're going to cover. I think it's going to be clean. I think they're on a roll. The stash is going to make Sam more aerodynamic. I'm putting a responsible, large number of units on Notre Dame to cover.
If he comes out and like throws for 500, I'm going to be like, the stash should have been the move the whole season. That was the problem. That's why they got beat.
I think this is the game. I really do.
We can't be stopped now, cause it's bad boy for life.
I like that. I've got three I wanted to work with. You tell me which one you like the most. Okay. This is on principle, so we don't really have to talk through it. But I've got Clemson is at NC State, and they're giving 10 points. I'm going NC State in the points because Clemson, fight on site, because Dabo sucks. Also, Andre 3Sacks sent us to our text thread this weekend. He had one of the most elaborate parlays. He had several like really elaborate parlays. And if Clemson had just done what they were supposed to, his payday would have been immense and significant. So I think that broke him on Clemson and Dabo. So I just feel like, you know, as a unified effort, we always need to go against Clemson.
My wife says, no, Gabriel, leave. I said, no, let the boy watch. Let the boy watch.
I'm going to let the boy watch because...
How dare you.
I'm not touching Clemson.
It's at NC State.
I don't care. If you bet against Clemson, they play well. If you bet on Clemson, they play like crap. They're just the Falcons. They're just messing with us. It's
like Schrodinger's
rude.
Dabo. If you say they're going to win,
Schrodinger's
they're going to lose. So publicly, we need to be like, yeah, Clemson, let's ride them. But then like privately, we bet against them. And that's how we solve the issue.
No, I'm not betting for them or against them. Whatever you do, if they're in your bet slip, you lose. That's how it works.
It's quantum mechanics, guys. I hate it. I'm still going to ride it because I love NC State. I love their fans. I love their stadium when they play at home, especially in big games. Duke at Louisville. Louisville is giving 4.5 points. Duke lost Riley Leonard, right? He's not playing in this game.
I don't know, because I thought they lost him at the end of that Notre Dame game as well. And then he came back, and then he did not look good at the end of the game this weekend. Or, I mean, when he got hurt in the game this weekend. And
I thought I saw a trainer carry him off, and then another person was assigned to carry his leg off independent of himself.
I understand. And I don't know what the injury is. I didn't look it up, but I'm telling you right now, I think this guy's a psycho and he might try to play. And I'm definitely taking, I'm with you.
We can't even stop now. It's bad boys for life.
Bad boys for life. Louisville minus 4.5.
I think Louisville's just really good, and it's at home. You know, it's the Papa Dome or whatever they call
it. Hey, people are saying Louisville's pretty good.
Last one. World's largest outdoor cocktail party, Georgia, Florida. Georgia's giving Florida 14.5 points. It's not the number I want. It's not the number I like. I just think Florida's trash. I think Georgia gets up for a game like this. But that's a lot of points that I don't always trust Georgia to score. How do you feel?
You know what it is? Georgia is going to make the Tennessee game right. They are gonna take care of business against Florida in Jacksonville and help those Volunteers feel better about themselves. It's probably going to make them feel a lot worse about themselves, which is exactly what Georgia would like to do. So sure. Georgia is going to beat that butt.
Okay, Georgia, we're gonna take Georgia on the points, and that's a... Is that a BTB or BTA
guarantee.
Game?
That's a BTBG.
I think Andre's going to come in here. We're going to segue to him in a second. I think he's going to call this a BTA game. It's going to be not the butt. It's going to be the other one. It's going to be nasty. Speaking of him, before we go came up close to the pin, let's check in with Andre to get his 3-stack pack of picks.
Gentlemen, how we doing? Happy week 9 of college football. Remember to keep your head on a swivel this weekend. We got Michigan coaches out here trying to steal our winners. A couple of week 9 best bets. We're going to get started with the Friday night game, Florida Atlantic -4.5. Give me the Owls on the road against probably the worst team in college football, the Charlotte 49ers. Next, we're going to take Eastern Michigan +2.5 and San Jose State -10. Lastly, a bonus bet live from Jacksonville. Go Dogs.
All right, Jason, let's go to Came Close to the Pin. This is our third round. We have split. It's 1-1 right now. Last week was, or 2 weeks ago, was Jake Plummer, and you took that home, barely edging me out. This week, in honor of Michigan football especially, we're going to guess Chad Henne, the immortal Chad Henne. If Chad Henne existed on this tier system of residences, I would call him
good
a
bones.
Spec house.
Okay, oh, okay, okay, okay. Hold on.
No, well, you're right. Good
we're
bones.
In an okay off. We are currently in an okay off.
Okay. I overestimated. You're right. Good bones. He's got the build.
Not tiny house. Good bones is above tiny house, correct?
Good bones is above tiny house. Then no, it's behind it. It's behind it.
Then he's tiny house, and I think that fits. He's one below spec home. He just didn't do enough as a starter.
But he's like a classic quarterback. He just wasn't good enough. And he came in and like beat the Browns a couple years ago. Like
I mean,
when,
Drew Henson was a classic quarterback as well that was just not good enough.
Yeah, so that's why I think spec house, because it looks fine, but then you get inside and you're like, oh, this isn't mahogany. This is just painted. What? Ridiculous.
That's a great paint job if you thought it was mahogany, though. I mean, like
I know, right?
There are levels to this. You can spruce up a spec house. I live in one.
It's
Thank
my
you
favorite
that.
Emperor's New Groove line. When Kronk is going into the house, he goes, are you like Yzma asked him to break the door down? He goes, you kidding me? This is mahogany. Like the respect for the details.
Shout out Patrick Warburton, my favorite.
I love Gronk. So Chad Henne was the backup last year, but I think you told me he has since retired. So he's no longer an NFL player. Okay. I've got my number.
I will be guessing $75.
Man, I hovered around. I was almost 74. I ended up going 99.
Wow. Okay.
Ended up going 99.
Little gap in there.
Chad Henne, you can have him for $50.
Yes.
$50. Congratulations.
Are you putting $55 on Jake Plummer or $50 on Chad Henne?
I'm putting it on Jake Plummer. I feel like I'm going to get some color with Jake Plummer.
I thought I was about to say Chad Henne, But then I'm thinking, let's let Chad Henne get weird for a couple of years, then go back to him with $50, right?
Yeah, I want to see, like, what's he get into, you know? Like, what's the hobby? I know what Jake Plummer's hobby is, and it's no longer illicit substances, which is cool and fun for Cameo, you know?
Or it is.
But Chad Henne, I don't know. Chad Henne feels like, he's like, I'm going to get into cereal, like Cheerios. I'm going to get really deep in Cheerios. Okay. You know, out of respect. Like, that is a compliment.
That didn't okay. sound like a compliment.
No, it was, 100%. I'm looking at his picture. Five stars, okay. 205 ratings. Okay, that's going to do it for this episode of Over Underachievers. Before we go, we'd like to encourage you to spread the word about the show by tweeting, Instagramming, or just talking about it loud around other people you know. That's the best way to help us out, and it makes you look like a genius because of what great taste you have. As always, I'm Knox. He's Jason. We'll see you next time.
Somebody once told me the world is going to roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb and the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and the girls start coming. Back to the wounds and I hit the ground running. Did it make sense not to live for fun? Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see, so what's wrong with hanging in the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey girl, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. Only shooting stars with the moon. It's a cool place, and it's getting colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media man begs to differ, judging by the hole in the simple light picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty clear. The world's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, I'm not yours. That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all